When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. First introduced in 1965 by General Foods, a nifty little product called Shake and Bake was a boxed mix developed to grant success to even the most inept in the kitchen. TV commercials featured actors demonstrating the easy way to drop raw chicken into the bag containing a special coating and then shake it mercilessly before placing on a pan and slipping it into the oven. Easy enough, right? Well, my young friend and I, once upon the 70s, enthusiastically agreed that we would make supper for her parents, all by ourselves. We wrangled the box from the pantry, opened the bag, and dropped legs, thighs, and breast pieces in as directed. And then we cranked up the Bee Gees and shook that chicken with flair. We got so caught up in the shaking, we forgot about the bacon. Now, the whole concept for this breadcrumb coating was to introduce a healthy alternative to frying. We ignored that aspect and plopped the soon-to-be crispy pieces into a frying pan. Of course, the kitchen was a mess. Grease was splattered everywhere. Tammy's mom handled it, though, with grace, and our version of fried shake and bake passed the edible test. Not until after supper in the kitchen restored did her mother interject quiet, kind advice. She complimented our thoughtfulness and even the tasty fare, and then pointed to the box and said, "Girls, next time you might want to bake it." Now, obviously, I learned my lesson well, since I still remember her instruction 45 years later, though I can't recall a time I ever purchased the product in that span of time. What sparked my memory? Well, here's a peek into how my brain works. You see, today is National Dance Like a Chicken Day, commemorating the silly polka song with beak, wing, and tail feather shaking. Well, maybe you first learned the repetitive ditty at a wedding reception or stood with the masses in Cincinnati, Ohio in 2004 when rock musician Vince Neil served as Grand Marshal at the world's largest chicken dance. Yes, things like that happen in America. I'll have to admit, I've done my fair share of participation and had fun looking foolish. And why not? I had previous experience. I learned to shake and bake while frying a piece of chicken in an Oak Grove, Missouri kitchen. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today.